Do you recall when you were in Washington, did you ever see President Roosevelt?
After he was dead.
Okay.
That was it.
Any other notable people?
Well, Wainwright came back and there was a parade for him.
General Wainwright.
He was in, I'd say, Southeast Asia. We had troops in Burma that flew over the hump. Eisenhower came by in a parade.
And you saw him.
And saw him.
Did you ever see Douglas MacArthur?
No. My husband was very happy with Douglas MacArthur, and I'll tell you why. He was in the South Pacific, and he was allowed to have his family with him because he was a general, and none of the other officers did. None of the troops did. They were moving him from one place to another, and he had a refrigerator moved with him. The boys out in the field, they had beer for him and cigarettes, but with a temperature at 115 or 120, how do you drink hot beer? And he had a refrigerator for his. The boys in the Pacific didn't have a lot of the things that you think the troops have had, the ones that were in Europe. They were better supplied.
Who was better supplied?
The troops that fought in, well, Africa and over into Italy and then into Germany.
Okay, but it was those in the South Pacific who didn't have...
They couldn't keep up with them. What they had was fruit cocktail in a can and something like Spam in a can, which he called bully beef. So ever since we've been married, we haven't had any of those things. Because he had all he wanted, because that's what he had in the Pacific. My husband's brother was on a hospital ship. He was in the Navy. So he had a lot of things. They had ice cream and all sorts of things on that hospital ship. He didn't really have a hard time like Bob did. He was out in the jungle.
So they didn't like MacArthur because they felt he should have lived the way they were living.
They felt like he was taking advantage. I don't know that General Eisenhower ever did something like that. And I know George Patton was real well thought of by his troops. I've been told you either hated him or you loved him. And I met General Nimitz when they came to do Nimitz Junior High here. The thing that he said that I really liked was he says, I could not be where I am without the sailors that serve under me. And I will tell you, my car tag, if you did pay any attention to it, I asked for the number so I could remember it. But then the letters that come after it are DCZ, so that I can remember. I say Washington, D.C. crazy.
That's a tag that you have in your car right now. D.C.Z.
So I call it D.C. crazy. Because some things that our government does, I can't figure out. During World War II, both the parties and the Senate and the House worked together, and everybody did everything they could to promote the war, and we all did with that, and they all worked together real well. Really, I will say that the Depression really ended more or less when we started building all these planes and all these things, and the economy got a lot better, but we were doing everything for the troops we did without here at home so they could have it. I think all those legislators did a heap better than the one we got now. All the time since then, our legislators up in Washington, they always give themselves a raise every year or two. And they have all kinds of perks. They're living the life of Riley, I guess you'd say, and the rest of us, we're struggling along doing the best we can with what we've got. When Bob and I got married, he had a bicycle. That was our transportation. And we had war bonds. That's all we had.